This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Yeah, here we go. You're now set correctly to USA Prepares. We're delighted you're with us in class today. And the town's a little different. That's because the Internet's down. 2 o'clock this morning, I called CenturyLink, and I said, I pressed the right buttons, and I got the recording. We know the Internet in your area is down, I'm paraphrasing, and it should be up at 10:32 a.m. No further information is available at this time. So, we're broadcasting via telephone. And it's a perfect segue into one of the things we're going to talk about today, and that is infrastructure. So here we are. Infrastructure in the United States is crumbling. It's just one more example. And this isn't the first time that CenturyLink has gone down. I mean, it goes down regularly. I just don't know when. And the problem with that is we have come to depend on the Internet for all kinds of things. If we wanted to know prices of things we want to buy, it's easy. Just go to the Internet. Search for that item, compare the prices, figure out where you can buy it from, who's got, you know, the best value, and you can buy it. Before that, there used to be catalogs. So, for example, if I wanted to buy some radio and electronic equipment back in the 1960s, I could go to Lafayette Radio and Electronics catalogs. And they would publish them once a year. And the prices would be good for guess how long? A year. A whole year. And I could look at the items in my leisure, flip the pages, circle the items I was interested in, dog-ear the pages, go to the, ask my mom to take me to the store, or my dad, and it worked like that. It was great. It really was great. If I wanted to buy auto parts, I could buy them from the J.C. Whitney catalog. They were the big dogs in auto parts. That catalog came out pretty frequently. They had lots of sales. You could look at and compare all kinds of items in the type you wanted to buy. So if you wanted to buy ball joints, they had lots of different choices, different price points. Well, today, there aren't many catalogs available. Of course, Sears catalog has been gone for quite a long time. And now we're dependent on the Internet. And the Internet is unstable in my neck of the woods. And that's not the only thing that an infrastructure that's crumbling. We've got roads that are crumbling. We can't seem to build roads anymore. We used to build decades ago, we built the interstate highway system. We could afford to do that. Today, we can't fix the potholes. We used to be able to build bridges, massive bridges, marvels of engineering. Now we can't afford to paint the bridges that we used to build. We build skyscrapers in this country. I'm talking about the United States. Are there any skyscrapers going up? Not that I think it's a good idea. It's just what we used to do. We used to spend a lot of money going up. Not too much anymore. So that's one of the things that we're going to talk about today. What happened? And why it's so dangerous. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
A little frosted. I keep seeing this blinking red and green light on the modem router that's saying, yeah, I've got a connection, but the Internet is down. And And we actually depend on the internet for all kinds of things. I mean, darn near everything.
Yep.
Messages, as well as news, as well as, you know, availability of things that we want to buy. And then what's happened is the system has been abused. And it wouldn't be so bad. We wouldn't have so much data going through it if there weren't these pop-up ads. You know, you go to a website and boom, 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 pop-up ads, and you got to click. It's like whack-a-mole. You know, you're trying to whack these pop-up ads with the mouse pointer, you know, to try to get rid of them. So, you know, if you have unlimited internet at your home, it's just a nuisance. A real nuisance. It's a waste of time. But if you're paying for data on your cell phone and you're, you know, looking on some website and you boom, boom, all these pop-up ads, it's expensive. And I think we should revolt against these companies that are providing these pop-up ads. And who would that be? That would be like Google, right? Those guys. Just a couple comments. I'm a little frosted this morning because I see so many things going wrong everywhere I look.
Yeah, it's really sad. But the thing is there's a beast system that's emerging, and you know something, it really, really doesn't care about any of us. In fact, it's there to take over. It's already decided, apparently, that you and I are obsolete. And in case anyone out there is wondering, yeah, I am talking about the beast that's described in the Book of Revelation, or the Book of the Apocalypse, as it's otherwise known in the Bible. And, you know, it's a really, really devilish system. It doesn't care about any of us. Actually wants to destroy all of us as human beings. And you know why that is, Vincent? It's because we're made in the image of God. You and I and everybody out there, we are all just like God walking around on the earth. We can have our own lives. We can help people. We can be independent. We can make our own decisions. And every time that the devil sees any one of us making an independent decision on our own, especially one that ends up helping a bunch of people, especially one that's actually creative, that makes something beautiful, he gets frosted. And do you know what that means? That means that every one of us should be independent, creative people as often as possible. We should go out and we should fix things. We should go out and we should help people as much as we can on this earth. And we should go out and we should actually be the sort of people that God and Jesus made us to be, despite all the stuff that's happening. Now, the crumbling infrastructure. I think I was talking to you on the phone earlier, and I said that I'd had this dream where I basically saw a whole world full of crumbling infrastructure, especially a railway line. And it was like a post-apocalyptic world. And I had a friend who had been injured, and we were in an ambulance and we went onto a railway line, and my friends were with me, and they stopped in the middle of this railway yard because it was their job to go out and fix railway lines especially. And so they, you know, even though I had my friend in the ambulance, they couldn't help themselves. They got out and they had to, that they felt that they had to fix all of the weak points in this railway junction, in this railway yards. And I looked at this yards and it was huge. It was about a mile wide, about half a mile wide, and about a mile from one end to the other. These, if anyone has never seen a really, really big railway yard, they're huge. And I was kind of dismayed, but I knew that I couldn't stop them. And it occurred to me after I got off the phone to you, the reason why I couldn't stop them. If there is a fault in a railway junction point, then that train can get derailed. And a whole lot of people can end up dying because of that. And I wonder if these globalists who are neglecting the infrastructure, this is just a small example, and some background is my dad was actually a locomotive engineer, and he was a railway engineer. So he was a master engineer. He specialized in steam engines, although he could fix just about anything. And, he knew how to fix lines and junctions. He knew how to fix railway lines, and he knew how to build railway lines. And when he was old and retired, he was a member of the local model engineers club, where they had a model railway track of the sort you take your kids to on a Sunday afternoon, and they all and the guys come with their model locomotives, and then you give your kids a ride on the track. You pay a ticket, and I'm sure that you've got those in the United States. My dad was in that club and of the model engineers, and he would take his train, which is a Rogers locomotive, and he would actually built two Rogers, and he would go and give kids a ride on his steam train. And so he knew about yards, and that, you know, it's something where I could see in this dream all the weak points in the track, and I knew that I couldn't stop them, even though my friend was in desperate need of medical care, because there were so many other lives at stake. And actually, my friend also knew it because he was part of this team that we're on as well. The thing is, that was all in a dream state. Nothing like that exists in reality anymore. They're all gone. Because they went away. We stopped paying them. You know? And here in Australia, I think there probably are still a few lines, railway engineers who actually work on the railway lines, but I don't think there's as many as there should be. Isn't that right, Vincent? How is the situation in the US?
Absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. Same thing is happening here. Bridges are in disrepair, roads are crumbling, curbs are crumbling, sidewalks are buckling, water mains are leaking underground. We'll talk a little bit more when we come back right after this break.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, when was the last time you, as a mom or dad, heard anything like your child saying, "Hey, mom, hey, dad, I'm all excited. I'm going to be an apprentice at the auto parts store or at the machine shop or at the vegetable greenhouse. I'm all excited. I'm going to be an apprentice." You don't hear that anymore because we don't have apprentices anymore. We don't have the mentor-protege model anymore, or close to anymore. It's almost gone. Not only is that gone, but the tool and die makers are gone. We don't have many of them left, if any, where the guys and gals who would make the tools that we would use to make the machines, to make the parts that go in the final products, don't do that very much anymore. So we've lost the ability to have the apprentices follow in the footsteps of the masters, meaning the master craftsmen. All we do now is look at our smartphones. And they're saying that surgeons in med school are having a tough time now, you know, new surgeons, because they can pass the tests. They can regurgitate the material. They can discuss it, but when it comes to stitching, using screws and plates, they're having a tough time because they don't understand mechanics, because they haven't done it.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely true.
That's really amazing. That's a huge problem.
Yeah.
It really, really is. Because, you know, if I ever, I've had to have a few operations in my life, and thankfully they all went well. Some of them have been life-saving operations, including that I've had a cancer removed. And I'm really glad that the surgeon knew what he was doing and that he got it all, you know, because it was the same disease that killed my brother. And when I was in, you know, when I was at a certain age in my early late 20s or early 30s, I developed the same sort of cancer that my brother had, and thankfully they got it in time. And they surgically removed it. And, but it's, you know, I'm glad he knew what he was doing. You know? It's a big, big problem. And the other thing is, you know, if you, I've actually had it in the past where, you know, I've gone to the hospital with one of my children with a suspected broken foot or ankle, and actually had the triage nurse refuse to put me in the queue and say, you should be taking this to a JP, a GP. You should be taking this to your local doctor. And I said, listen, I haven't got a car. They're only going to send us to the hospital anyway, so here I am. You know, because if you turn up to a GP with a suspected broken bone, they're going to send you to the emergency department because it's going to need an X-ray to determine whether there is a break or not. And so I was really, really frosted. I haven't been back to that hospital since. It's the only hospital in the whole district, you know, within hundreds and hundreds of kilometres. And if that happens again, it's like, what am I supposed to do? Am I going to make, you know, this massive, massive journey to only to have the nurse turn around and tell me she's only a triage nurse, for crying out loud. She doesn't really have the authority even to diagnose, to say, oh, you should have taken him to the GP. You know, this is the stupidity of it. Either that, or she's been told what to say. She's been told to direct people away from the triage department, but she doesn't have the brains to see that somebody with a suspected broken bone needs to be in the triage department. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, and let me give a definition. Use the term GP, the letters GP. That stands for
General Practitioner.
Practitioner. Okay. We come back. Yeah. I'd like to connect a couple dots. And you talked about a surgeon who knew what he was doing. And I'd like to relate that to everybody in our class. And I'm sure you're going to experience something like this. I'll tell you all about it when we come back.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
The USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. economy continues to create jobs, as ADP and Moody's Analytics have just released a report showing that it added 227,000 private sector jobs this month, 9,000 more than the 218,000 private payroll jobs that were created in September. Most of these gains are in the services industry, adding 189,000 jobs, construction and manufacturing each adding about 17,000. In Boston,
I'm just up here for the day, and I wouldn't miss it for the world.
The it that Red Sox fan is referring to is the big parade to celebrate the Red Sox World Series championship. That parade is going to step off in just about an hour. The Boston police are urging fans who are crowding the roads already to act responsibly. USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
You're glad that your surgeon knew what he was doing. And here's a dot I'd like to connect. So we built our house, our farmhouse, back in 2005. We decided to build it out of stone. And when we were designing the kitchen, we decided that we would have an exhaust fan over the stove. It's a gas stove, propane gas stove. And the reason for propane rather than electric is that when the power goes down, you can still cook with a propane stove, providing you can light up the, you know, the burners. And yeah, you can with a match. But I like the idea of having the fumes from the gas, which is a carcinogen. I like the idea of sending that outside rather than breathing it in the kitchen and throughout the house. So I looked at all different kinds of range hoods. And the idea, there are plenty of range hoods, and you can get them at the big box stores in the United States, I'm sure all over the country, all over the world. And some of them have outside exhaust ports, and some of them just take the air from the, you know, from cooking and just send it out to the rest of the room. And that's not what I wanted. I wanted one that would send it outside. So I looked, and they were really expensive. And a lot of them had, you know, these fans like a regular fan blade, and you turn it on, and it makes a lot of noise. And I didn't want that. I wanted one with a blower cage fan arrangement. Kind of like what you have in an automobile. You know, when you turn the heat on in your car or truck, you don't hear this roar of the heating system because it has a blower cage fan. Well, anyway, I found one that was really inexpensive, and it was at Sears. And it was pretty darn heavy duty, and I really liked the quality of it. The only problem with it was it came with a microwave oven attached. So it was a range hood slash microwave oven. But it had a big gouge in the side, big dent. And it was way less expensive than just a plain old range hood that would be noisy. And nobody wanted it because there was a big dent in it, in the side. And I didn't care about that because where the dent was is where it was covered up by cabinetry. So it didn't affect the door. The door was fine. You know, it didn't affect the microwave radiation leakage. And I liked it. And it was black, and our stove was black. And so it made sense to me. So I bought it. Well, over the years, it started slowing down. The blower cage motor delivered less cubic feet per minute than it used to. So now when you turn on the stove, you smell the gas from the initial startup, and I don't like that. I want to change that. I want to be right. So I decided that since I bought a Sears Kenmore model, I would call Sears and see if they had anything like what I had. Now, the problem is, we have this stone house, and there are precise holes cut in the side of the house in stone that line up perfectly with this microwave oven range hood. Well, I don't want to dynamite out the wall and make a new set of holes and then have to repair it. I mean, it's a major problem. So I thought, let me just get the same mounting system and the same hole arrangement, so that I'll drop the new one right in place. So I called Sears, and I asked to be transferred to the appliance department. And I talked to this guy, and he was really helpful. And I said, here's what I'm trying to do. I've got a Sears Kenmore microwave oven, and on the back of it, it has this mounting plate. And in the mounting plate, there are these rectangular holes that correspond with the holes I cut in the wall and flash them with metal. And I'd like a replacement microwave oven just like that. Now, this one is a convertible type, which means that you can flip this blocking panel made out of steel, and it will recirculate the air into the kitchen, or you can put this blocking plate in another area, and it will send the fumes outside. That's the one I want. And I told him how many cubic feet it was and all that, and he said, let me call you back. So he called me back, and he's really attentive, nice guy. But he didn't seem to know a lot about what I was talking about. And I was really kind of surprised. So I asked him how old he was. He's in his 50s. Kind of a strange question for, you know, a customer to say, so how old are you? And he told me he's in his 50s, and he said that the way Sears is now, they have a guy who is the refrigerator freezer guy. They've got another guy who is the oven guy. So they have different people specializing in different appliances. So you don't have one person, and I'm using guy generically, it can be a gal. You don't have one guy who knows about ovens, gas ovens, electric ovens, ranges, refrigerators, freezers, washing machines, dryers, microwave ovens. No, they've got specialists. Now, how's that possible? How is it possible that you go to a store and you got to find the guy who knows about microwave ovens? And he said, well, he's the washer-dryer guy. I said, oh, wow. You get a lot of complaints, don't you? Like, not day one, but 2 days later, I'll bet you get a lot of complaints. He said, you're right. He said, people hate the new washing machines for clothes. They hate them because they have had their old washing machine. It lasted 20 to 25 years. Now they're coming in. They're reluctant to buy the new one because, you know, they don't really want to buy one anyway. Because the old one worked, you know, used to work great, and then it stopped working. Now they have to buy a new one. And he said the new ones don't have agitators. And the new ones are all computer controlled. And the computer modules break. And they don't fill up with enough water to wash the clothes. And you have to buy the more expensive, high-efficiency type detergent. So you can't buy the big bucket like we do it at Sam's Club of laundry detergent. You have to buy the special detergent. And the clothes don't get as clean. There's no agitator. There's very little control. It does everything for you. And they last, he said, at best, 10 years. So the word that you used earlier in the broadcast was obsolescence. And we've replaced the word obsolescence in goods that we buy, like durable goods. Well, semi-durable goods. With planned obsolescence back probably in the 1960s and 1970s. And now the term is not planned obsolescence, it's forced obsolescence. Any comments?
Well, forced obsolescence is a new one, but it doesn't surprise me. But
oh, no, that's my word. That's my word, or
okay.
USA.
Okay. No, I totally agree with, I don't agree with the concept, but I agree that it's happening. In fact, I know that it's happening because when I was studying environmental science, they flat out told us that this is how it is. Products are made to break, and because we had to learn about the waste stream, okay? And for anybody out there who's wondering what the waste stream is, it's a stream of junk. You know, you come home with, in your car or whatever vehicle it is that you get your stuff home, okay, and you've been shopping, you've got food, you've got, you know, maybe clothes, you've got whatever else it is that you've brought home, you get it home, it's in bags, you put it in the cupboard. We have something at our place called the bag, which is where all the plastic shopping bags go into the bag, and they can get used for whatever else they need to be used for. But then you have the waste stream that comes out of every one of our houses. Okay, and most of the waste stream is plastic packaging and broken stuff. Okay, the broken stuff portion of the waste stream is stuff that breaks usually because of planned obsolescence. Okay, and planned obsolescence is actually a real thing. The people in the design department actually design weak points into all their products so that they actually do break after a certain period of time, 6 months, a year, whatever. But it's usually not longer. And in small products, it's usually not longer than 6 months or a year. And in large appliances, it's, you know, usually not longer than 5 or 10 years. And it's deliberate. It's totally deliberate. okay? If you bought a set of sunglasses, for instance, 30 years ago, you might have that set of sunglasses for 5 or 10 years, the same sunglasses, okay? You can go into one of the towns around where we live, specializes in antique shops. You can go into the antique shop there and buy a 30 or 40 year old set of sunglasses. And they're fine. There's nothing wrong with them, and you can take them home. And I love the antique shops because you can buy old stuff that's durable. You can take it home, and it's going to last maybe another 10 or 20 years, you know, or however long it is.
Well, I've got a comment about that.
Yeah.
Back in 1973, Mrs. Spinelli and I were dating, and she bought me a pair of Ray-Ban sunglasses, the aviator style. I still have them. That's 45
years. You still have them? That does not surprise me. If you buy a set of Ray-Bans today, they're going to be broken within a year or two. And these are not cheap sunglasses. These are sunglasses. They might cost $200 or $300 or even more for a set of sunglasses.
Mm-hmm.
These are not the $5 sunglasses that you get at the pharmacy.
Right. Right. We'll be right back, and I've got a couple comments about, well, the durability of these washing machines and the bags, paper bags, the plastic bags. We come back. I'll tell you what we do at the farm with all these things. Gwyneth Isaac, live in Australia. Both of us via telephone, because CenturyLink is down. Internet's down in our neck of the woods. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and
advertisers? And what if this social media network was the only free speech network in
existence? There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth and I have been talking about the forced obsolescence, planned obsolescence, and obsolescence. And I did some research. We had a family friend that wanted to buy a washing machine. And I said, our son called me up and he said he was helping someone. And I said, it's really simple. You want one with an agitator, and you want one with no computer controls of any kind. He said, well, I know that, Dad. I said, okay. And so they went from store to store to store to store, couldn't find one. And, you know, they're all high efficiency, exactly as this guy from Sears was telling me. And so I did some research. This was research I did several months ago. And I talked to the guy from Sears within the last couple of days. And the research that I found was people would buy these high-efficiency washing machines without the agitators. They've had them for a couple of years. They hate them. They literally hate them. They want their old machine back, but they can't get it back because it's been destroyed. The problem with the new ones seems to be bearings. And so the washing machine makes some noise, leaks on the floor. You call up the company. They say, we'll send a guy out. The guy comes out and goes, you need bearings. How much is that going to be? $200 to $300. And then the customer is saying, well, hold it. It's only been like 2 years. And now you're talking about half the price of the washer for the bearings. You know, we're not talking about a motor. We're not talking about
That's
a sub.
Crazy.
We're talking about a bearing. And the problem is that the homeowner has no idea how to replace the bearings, doesn't know that the bearings are the problem, doesn't know that the bearings wear out in 2 years, and it's not just one guy. So if you look at some of these reviews, you find out over and over and over, a whole bunch of people from all over the country are having the same problem. They hate their new washing machines. and you really don't have a choice. So what do you do? Well, I can tell you what I did. Now, some people would think, you're crazy for doing this. Well, I bought several washing machines, all very similar. The best brand, in my opinion, is Whirlpool. So I bought a couple of them. I've got them stored, covered up. They're used. Who would buy a used washing machine? I would, because I want parts for the washing machine we have, because I know that the new ones are junk. And it would kill me to spend $400, $500, $600, $700 for a washing machine that I know is going to fail in 10 years. When all the other ones we've had have lasted, we've been here 13 years, probably had the washer 10 years before that. So 23 years at least on the same washing machine. How often do we use it? A lot. A lot. So I think you're going to find, class, that if you're buying new because the old one is wearing out, you're going to hate the new one. I think that's the way it's going to be. I think that they've taken steel out of them. They've made them lighter. They've made them more fragile. They've made them less durable. And they've made them more prone to computer failures because they've got computers doing everything. Heck, we aren't smart enough to set the water level. We aren't smart enough to set the cycle, whether we want it on a gentle cycle or a permanent press cycle or a regular cycle. We're not smart enough to figure that out. But yet, the new ones can come with steam injection. Okay? Isn't that great? What a great feature.
Steam injection?
Well, yeah.
Who needs that?
Right. Who needs that? Well, you can sanitize your clothes. Oh, you can sanitize your clothes with bleach, too, if you want.
But
what we're doing
like
is we're
here in this country, we have these things called washing lines.
That's what we do.
Everybody has them. They live in the backyard.
Yep.
A piece of string, usually on a wire frame.
Yep.
And we have these things called clothes pegs, and we hang the washing on the washing line.
That's amazing. Whoever thought of that, right?
Does anybody have washing lines in the United States anymore?
We do, and when we go visit Lowe's, the big box store, they've got this string that you tie your lumber up in the back of your truck so it doesn't slide around. That string, if you get it long enough, is perfect for a washing line. And what's
Valentine
the cost?
Does a good job.
That's it. That's what I'm talking about. It's just like that.
That's what we use.
Yep, and it's free.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.